Hello, my name is Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of
13th of October 2017. Missed care in the community. This is Roger Watson, Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. There's much greater interest these days in missed care, defined as any aspect of required patient care that is omitted, either in part or in whole or delayed. Missed care clearly leads to poor patient care, up to and including avoidable death. The aim of this study from Ireland by Phelan et al., 2017, titled Examining Missed Care in Community Nursing, a Cross-Section Survey Design, and published in JAN, was to examine the prevalence of missed care in the community nursing. Over 450 nurses working in the community took part by completing an online questionnaire. The questionnaire had over 70 items on aspects of nursing care considered to be essential. The care that was missed more than 50% of the time is presented in a table in the article, and the aspect of care most commonly missed was health promotion, and next most common were aspects of care management, such as liaising with other professionals. Some aspects of missed care were associated with the characteristics of the nurses. For example, younger and less experienced nurses were more likely to miss aspects of the initial assessment of patients. In summary, the study showed a high prevalence of missed care in the community nurses surveyed and that preventative care was the type of care most likely to be missed. The authors concluded, this study is the first to examine the concept of missed care in a community nursing setting. Nurses who participated in the research are struggling in the multiple and dynamic care responsibilities expected in diverse population groups, and levels of missed care need to be regularly monitored in governance systems to ensure a fit-for-practice service and to promote optimal client health outcomes.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.